This is Steve Woodward teeing off. We launched into this week under grave apprehension, awakening Monday to dire forecasts. Schools closed, municipal offices too. Small businesses were dark. The previous 24 hours, National Weather Service and TV station texts warned of unusually severe conditions on the way. They were issued with high confidence. Storms would be widespread. They'll arrive in swaths as tornado-embedded supercells. A local social media account heralded the highest threat level for central North Carolina in 5 years. Another mentioned we'd likely see long-track tornadoes, hurricane-force winds, large hail. This incoming monster threatened to deliver a tornado reminiscent of one in 2011, powered by 163-mile-per-hour winds that carved a devastating path through nearby Sanford, killing five. Well, folks, somehow we survived. Rain was light, winds mostly calm, thunder, lightning, somewhere, but not here. Be thankful, fearmongers told us. Here's what would cause a real outpouring of gratitude: when experts stop disrupting lives and harming businesses by fueling hysteria because of forecasting models. Keep this up, and no one will be paying attention when an actual crisis hits. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.